This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
At first, you might seem appalled at what I'm about to suggest here, but I'm just going to lay out the rationale here and invite you to listen and then decide and think for yourself. But the situation here is that we're now living under a tyrannical government that, even under President Trump, the deep state is still weaponized against the people. And as you know, when we've seen this with Robert Mueller, but other prosecutors as well, when these federal prosecutors want to get you, they use all kinds of coercion, witness tampering. They hide exculpatory evidence that might vindicate you. They engage in just ruthless tactics to destroy the lives of innocent people. And then they always get you on this so-called process crime, which is lying to the government. So what they did to Jerome Corsi, for example, but this could apply to anybody. This could be you. Think about it. What they did is, I mean, the guy's 72 years old. They went and they got all his emails because, of course, the government's always spying on all your emails, which, you know, we were told that's a conspiracy theory 5 years ago. Now, of course, it comes out in every court case. So the government gets all your emails, all your phone calls, all your phone texts, everything about you, your search engine queries, everything. They gather up all this stuff. Then they raid your house. They raided Jerome Corsi's belongings and gathered up documents, or they asked him for some documents as well. But in some cases, they raid people's homes like they did Paul Manafort and so on. So the government gathers up all this stuff about you, every letter you wrote, every email you sent, every document you signed, every phone call you ever made. And then they sit you down in a subpoena and they start asking you questions about the things that you emailed or the things that you said or the things that you wrote or statements that you made here or there or loan applications that you signed. How much money did you claim you had as income on that loan application? What about line 47B on your 2013 tax return? What was the dollar amount that you stated there? They ask you all these questions, but they don't let you review your own documents in answering those questions, you see. And then, because nobody has a perfect memory, I mean, who could remember all this stuff, especially being 72 years old? The government catches you in a lie. Oh, they call it a lie. A process crime, and then they charge you with, guess what? Lying to the government. Oh, interesting how that works, isn't it? You just lied to the government because you didn't have the exact number that you wrote on your loan application from 8 years ago. Isn't that amazing? And this is how they've got, this is how they're prosecuting people like Michael Cohen. And then they say, the prosecutors say, well, if you just tell us what we want you to say, then we'll go easy on you. And you might not go to jail for as long. So they tell you what they want you to say. Now, that's witness tampering. So in the case of Steve Cohen, even though this podcast really isn't about Trump, that's just an example. In the case of, I'm sorry, Michael Cohen, not Steve Cohen, Michael Cohen, they told him to say that Trump ordered him to make a payment to Stormy Daniels. And so he agreed. Yeah, so he that's what he said. So that's his testimony now. So they're going a little easier on him on the prosecution. But you see, the point is, federal prosecutors can ruin anyone's life. They target you. They entrap you. They push you to catch you in a lie. It's entrapment. This is not justice. It's a travesty of justice. It is so outrageously unethical. But this is what federal prosecutors do. Now, with that as the basis here, here's what I'm going to suggest that you might find appalling, but hear me out. I believe that we need a legal framework where federal prosecutors who abuse their positions of power and engage in witness tampering and engage in lying and engage in withholding evidence, and especially those who lie on FISA warrant applications, as happened with James Comey and so on, these federal prosecutors, as well as officials of the FBI and the DOJ, who are caught with wholesale lies, material lies that are willingly and knowingly put out there. In other words, it has to be a lie, it has to be a material falsehood, and it has to be something that they did knowingly, that those people should be subjected to the death sentence by a court of law. That's my proposal. And again, you might say, I can't believe I'm hearing that. Yes, well, here's the reason. Because right now, federal prosecutors can absolutely destroy the lives of innocent people, and yet so far there are no repercussions for those federal prosecutors. Think about it. The rogue ones I'm talking about. Now, there are good people in the FBI. I know some of them. There are good people in the DOJ. There are good federal prosecutors. They do exist. But the fabric of that part of government has become so out of control, so dishonest and unethical, such abuse of power, that we need some kind of check and balance against their corruption. And not only should we have, in my opinion, the death sentence as one of the punishments that a court could dole out for these corrupt traitors, but I believe we also need, frankly, a non-governmental citizens tribunal that can hear these cases and can adjudicate them. In other words, the corruption in federal government is now so deep that federal judges are largely corrupt as well. So you've got, think about it, you've got federal prosecutors, the FBI is corrupt, or at least it was under Obama. Actually, parts of it are still corrupt today. The DOJ is deeply corrupted. The federal prosecutors, like the Southern District of New York, totally corrupt, completely dishonest, just political hacks who have weaponized government against their political enemies. I mean, they've turned America into a banana republic. But then you've also got the judiciary that's totally corrupt, just Democrat hacks. So you can't get a fair hearing. And the court judges, who are deep state political hacks, they would never sentence a federal prosecutor to death, because they're protecting each other, you see. So the only way for this to happen is for a citizens' tribunal to exist that has the power. Now, this will never happen. I mean, this is just a thought experiment. This will never happen under the current system for all the obvious reasons, because the system protects itself. But shouldn't it happen? Shouldn't rogue federal prosecutors be subjected to the death sentence? I think the answer is yes. You know, through a court of law. Not talking about any kind of, you know, private citizen vigilante operation or anything like that. Not saying that, you know, they should be subjected to being killed by rogue citizens. What I'm saying is a court of law should have the option to sentence corrupt, dishonest federal prosecutors to death. That should be one of the sentences. Because, you know, these people sentence others to death, and they often do so fraudulently. They can sentence you to death. I mean, they can have you sentenced. They can fabricate evidence against you, and they've done it again and again. You know, the FBI, how many years did the FBI run its quack science hair analysis lab? The hair analysis lab, you may not know this part of history, but the FBI ran this hair analysis laboratory for decades. And it turns out that hair analysis, they were using it like fingerprinting. They would say, oh, those hair matches, that person is guilty. They were at the scene of the crime. Turns out it's complete quackery. There's no such thing as definitive matching with hair analysis. Doesn't exist. Look, I'm a lab scientist. I run an analytical lab. I run multiple mass spec instruments. I'm a published scientist, okay? I know this area. Right now, today, I'm running a triple quad mass spec. We're doing glyphosate analysis. I know how those instruments work inside and out. And I know that so-called hair analysis under a microscope, which is what the FBI did, was complete BS. And yet they convicted people on that false evidence. And they did it knowingly. They did it willingly. They knew that hair analysis was bogus, and they went with it anyway because it gave them the convictions they wanted. There are other, by the way, other FBI linked laboratories. There was one in Maryland that for years was run by a scientist who fabricated false positives for everything. She was, I think she was an immigrant. I forgot. Yeah, she was definitely an immigrant. I forgot her nationality or name. But this was a famous case a couple years ago. She got caught. She ran that FBI lab, and federal prosecutors use it too. She ran it where they would drop off samples and tell her the outcome they wanted. Like, oh, this guy's definitely guilty. Make sure you find cocaine in this bag. And they would hand her like baking soda. And then she would fake the lab tests. And she would say, yep, test positive for cocaine. And then they would use that to convict the person and ruin a person's life, an innocent person's life. And federal prosecutors have done this to who knows how many tens of thousands of people. They've destroyed the lives of innocent people. They've used fake science. They've used false testimony. They've tampered with witnesses. They've threatened witnesses. They've threatened people to get testimony. They've fabricated documents. They've done everything, and yet there have been no repercussions for these rogue federal prosecutors. That's my point, that there needs to be some consequence for them and something much more than just, oh, you lose your job. Oh, you got fired because you got caught. No, I believe that the courts need to be able to sentence these individuals to death, because when they weaponize government against innocent citizens, they cause so much harm to society. They need to take their roles far more seriously and operate with more honesty, transparency, and ethics. After all, they can bring the entire weight of the federal government down upon you, even if you are completely innocent. They can go through anyone's life and find any crime they want. Go read that book, Three Felonies a Day. The average adult American commits 3 felonies a day. Unknowingly, has no idea, but if a federal prosecutor wants to come in and target you for political reasons, they can find 3 felonies a day. I think it's time that these people face the death sentence if found guilty by a court of law for deliberately fabricating false evidence, lying to the courts, lying to the world, to ruin people's lives. And so that's my argument. You may agree or disagree, but I think that if you really go through what I've mentioned here, you might find yourself actually agreeing. Because why do we allow a government to destroy our lives but there are no repercussions when they lie? Why is it illegal for a citizen to lie to the government, but every lawmaker running for office lies to the public to get elected, and then they do the opposite of what they promised to do? Why is that okay? Shouldn't we arrest and indict the liars in government who are lying to the people? Why does becoming a government official or a government lawmaker suddenly give you complete immunization from the crimes that citizens are prosecuted for? That makes no sense. And that's why big government is tyranny. And that's why, you know, government's out of control. Government is a weapon against the people. And even under Trump, we're seeing this weaponization play out as they try to target Trump officials and try to overturn and overthrow the Trump administration. And Trump is just one guy. Even though he's the president, he's not going to be able to reform the entire system. The system is corrupt. The deep state exists throughout every government agency. And it is dangerous. It is deadly to our nation. And it's dangerous to individual liberties. It's time to hold these people responsible through the court of law. It's time to sentence these people to death if they're guilty. You know, again, through the court of law, not through vigilante justice, but allow the courts to decide this, or an independent citizens tribunal that is recognized to be able to decide a sentence of death upon those individuals who have committed these crimes. And by the way, James Comey would no doubt be subjected to a death sentence if such a sentence were allowed in the court of law, and if the honest evidence were presented. This man is a rogue. He is a liar. He's a malicious liar, a snake. I believe that in a court of law, he deserves the death sentence, but, you know, it's not for me to decide what happens to him. I think he's a traitor. He's a seditious traitor. And even under current U.S. law, traitors who violate, you know, who actively work with enemies of the United States to destroy the United States, those traitors are already subjected to the death sentence. Now, that's already codified in U.S. law, and I believe that James Comey qualifies for that, but we'll let the courts decide. We'll see what happens. He should, in my opinion, James Comey should be either imprisoned for life or executed by the state for attempting to overthrow the state. But again, we'll see what happens. Probably none of that's going to happen. I mean, the guy's going to get away with everything, which sort of makes my whole point here. How can someone who's that evil and that dishonest get away with everything after he's ruined the lives of how many countless people over the years, and he's tried to overthrow the government, and he has committed horrible crimes in the FISA warrant fraud to spy, to weaponize the government, to spy on Trump campaign officials. James Comey is a criminal in my view, and he deserves the most strenuous, the most aggressive punishment that the courts can issue against individuals who are traitors to the United States of America. In any case, I keep reading my website, newstarget.com, and be ready for things to collapse and be ready to call for real rebuilding of America under the rule of law and real reforms so that the government is stripped of its horrific power that is always weaponized against the citizens. We've lived under that tyranny for too long, and it's time to demand limited government, real limiting of government power. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.